Proclamation number 5760, dated the September 3rd, 1953. Dulling the inner voice by rejecting the spirit. You should not resist the spirit if it wants to express itself, and it wants to speak if you are inwardly urged to entertain spiritual thoughts. If your thoughts keep occupying themselves with that which does not concern your body but the soul, if you have to think of death, of a continuation of life after death, of God, of your responsibility towards Him, of your own shortcomings, of mistakes and weaknesses, which you yourselves experience as such and which cause you to feel inwardly dissatisfied and anxious. All these are expressions of the spirit in you which would like its voice to be heard, which demands your attention regarding all these things, as they alone are of importance for eternity. All these thoughts don't deal with the earthly world but point to the spiritual kingdom, and these thoughts ought to be heeded, for they don't arise in the human being for no reason. They are gentle admonitions and warnings. It is the inner voice which is just not recognized by a person as a voice and which tells him the same, that the person should take stock of himself and not live indifferently, that he should not merely live an earthly life because he thereby causes indescribable damage to his soul. The admonisher within the person will not keep silent but very often will be ignored. For the voice from outside is louder and drowns out the inner voice if a person is too worldly minded. Then he will become insensitive to the subtle voice which sounds in him. He will only have eyes and ears for the world and be in great danger of entirely losing the ability to hear this voice, thereby losing all faith and no longer being capable of contemplating spiritual thoughts. Every person, even a worldly person in the midst of life, has moments of calm when he can take stock of himself if he wants. Every person will occasionally be drawn into conversations pertaining to spiritual problems. In every person the spirit, which is part of God, tries to express itself. For God touches all people, and he does so time and time again, because he wants to divert them from purely earthly matters towards spiritual ones. Yet anyone who resists the spirit, who pushes all thoughts away, who remains unreceptive to all inward instructions, prevents the working of the inner spirit at his own peril. For he loses all contact with the divine, he himself destroys the bridge. He remains on earth and will never be able to enter spiritual spheres even when his earthly life has ended. For his soul is so materialistically inclined that it will be unable to leave the earthly sphere. It is hardened just like matter, which occupied its soul thoughts and intentions in earthly life. And for this soul the path will be an infinitely long one before it reaches the sphere of the spirit, for it is considerably more arduous to travel than on earth. Amen.